I feel for Amanda because I'm the same way. Hey, I just want to know. I want to know. But it's a calculated mathematical answer. There is no just right or wrong, yes or no. This is how much you're going to produce. This is how much you're not. I mean, you had the phrase for it at the beginning of the broadcast where you do your evaluation. You call that your...
Yeah, well, we usually just produce a quote, but it's kind of like when somebody says, I need to build a bridge, how much to build a bridge? Well, how long do you need it? Is it being built on sand or is it being built on a mountainside? Do you need it to carry cars or is it just for people? There's a lot of variables that go into the calculation. So without sitting down and really talking to somebody, it's hard to arrive at a price. But the good news is it doesn't cost anything to do a custom calculation for somebody.
You need your solar evaluation. Yeah. Can your roof structurally handle it? Yeah. Is it, you know, you're not going to put this on a Mexican chink rooftop that's 60 years old and brittle as can be. That roof needs to be replaced. It needs to be structurally sound. Then you can put your solar on top. And, you know, that which direction is the hip facing, or
that's right,
is it flat? I mean, there's so many calculations. How does your neighbor's tree shade your roof at a certain part of the day?
Exactly.
Let's go to Carlos in Tucson. Welcome to the conversation. How may we help you?
Well, when I will drive throughout the city, I see a lot of instruments that are battery powered by night, and they have a small solar panel to charge the battery and to make the equipment run. So how come we're not doing that with homes?
Powering with batteries?
We absolutely are. So batteries are great. They are kind of the answer to the holy grail in solar, which is how do you get solar panels to work at night? So if you have a battery on your home, in the broadest strokes, you can store the power, your excess power during the day, and you can use those excess energy that you've stored to either power your home at night or power certain devices or to even offset peak demand fees and that sort of thing, depending on how you have your battery configured. So it's absolutely happening. As a matter of fact, in SRP territory at the moment, SRP is doing a really good battery incentive where you can get up to $3,600 back for adding a battery to your home. So that's generated a lot of interest among SRP customers, and we're having a lot of conversations with people about batteries right now. So,
and that's only available for the first 4,500 SRP homeowners that take advantage of that $3,600 back?
Yeah, rebate? It's up to $3,600. So it's essentially $300 per kilowatts of capacity. So depending on the size of your battery, it's going to be a slightly different number, but it caps at 3,600.
And when I looked last night, there were still like 3,700 openings. So somebody would they contact SRP directly? Or, I mean, if you don't have solar at the moment, it doesn't make sense to stick a battery on your house. So would you contact your solar company?
The best way to get it started actually is drop us an email at gogreen@sunvalleysolar.com and let us, again, sort of look at what your situation is, where you're trying to offset energy, how much energy you use, how much energy you would need to store. And we kind of get to it from there. And we can arrive at a calculation pretty quick for you.
Batteries are there, and we're going to see those a lot more and more. In fact, even the utility companies are adding batteries to their, portfolio of energy sources that they use to provide us with constant, reliable power. What happened with the, are you familiar with the batteries that caught on fire?
I don't know a lot about it.
Somebody had asked us, is that something that could happen in the home? And I don't think it really is anything that, I won't say it can't, this was a huge bank, and it's not something that was in necessarily an air-conditioned space inside your home like your power battery would be.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about what happened there. I can tell you that there are thousands of batteries in homes all over the continent. And there are thousands of batteries in cars that are parked in garages and homes all over the continent. And they're perfectly safe and happy. So I don't think it's something to necessarily be alarmed by. at the moment.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. And I wanted to hit our next point on solar before we get to our next call. We've got Dave and Glendale waiting to talk. Have you seen that Zillow's adding a solar number?
I saw it when you sent it to me, Romy.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that is very cool. But it doesn't surprise me either. I mean, there's enough homes out there with what's going on, especially in the Southwest from, you know, Arizona, California, Nevada, with so much new construction going on, with homes coming right out of the construction process with solar already integrated, it's about time that the real estate industry caught up in figuring out how to sort of give this a value number.
And there's an article about net zero home construction that's going to happen in California that they made an interesting point there that I think applies to solar. Is he was saying, we're having to build to a net zero home, but mortgages don't take net zero into consideration. You know, if you mortgage, your mortgage mm-hmm. was $1,000 a month, mm-hmm. and you still had $350 in utilities, you got a $1,300 a month payment. Well, if you're at a net zero home, you're not going to have those kind of utilities, and that needs to be factored into the mortgage process. So it's like the lending needs to catch up behind it. All the advancements that's happening in the building industry, and we're still in a lot of lending processes that are older than both of us probably put together.
Yeah, well, look at it this way. Solar's a disruptive technology, and it's the beginning of a paradigm shift in a lot of ways. Much like when smartphones first came on the mix, everybody said, well, what are we going to do with our payphones? right.
So recycling.
Right. So, there's a ripple effect that happens, and that ripple is making its way out there, and it's starting to impact things in all kinds of ways. But the good news is it's heading in the right direction, and it's going to be better on the back end. So.
And we're in a great place for it. The Environmental America Research and Policy Center has Phoenix for number 3 for solar voltaic capacity and number 6 for solar voltaic capacity per capita. And I don't know why they didn't look at Arizona as a whole, but there really isn't anywhere in the state you couldn't take advantage of solar. Even in the colder mountain climates, you're that much closer to the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, we've got over 300 sunny days a year here. That's free money hanging over everybody's heads. You just got to grab it.
Grab it. And the most amazing thing about all of that, 0.2% of the sun power ever reaches Earth.
Mm. We all need 0.2%. To build a Dyson sphere, Romy. Let's get on that.
Let's bring Rusty into the conversation. Welcome to the program, sir. How can we help you with your solar or energy question?
Okay, so you guys were talking about batteries catching fire. Those are lithium batteries. They generally have a flash point of about 120 degrees. So, generally they need to be in an air condition or a garage that doesn't get terribly hot. So that's some of the downside to some of the Tesla batteries that are out there. So they're doing some things to try and combat that. But what I'm looking at is iron flood batteries, and there's currently a company out of Southern California that's selling these in 20 and 40-foot shipping containers. And I'm looking at a 40-foot unit that has a 1,000-kilowatt battery pack at a price of $40,000 that I'm looking at to support my future trucks. I'm on part to buy a Tesla Big Rig. And so we currently have a 12-kilowatt system on our house, and we're looking at adding another 100 to 250 panels to our system in order to store that power. And so do you know of any other battery packs that I should consider that have great power ratings other than water? We're already using two 120-gallon water heaters to store hot water, so our hot water heater basically never runs.
So there is a massive amount of R&D resources flowing into battery technology at the moment. Like I said a few minutes ago, batteries are sort of the holy grail in energy right now, figuring out how to capture your excess solar energy and use it when you want to. There are a lot of up-and-coming technologies that are sort of on the cutting edge of that technology at the moment that all look to have some great potential. I would not at this point want to weigh in with a recommendation either direction because I think they're too new. But I think there's a lot of promise on a lot of fronts, and we're going to see some really interesting things come our way in the next couple of years. And then, you know, what happens after that is really exciting.
One thing that we have to combat mentally is a lot of people like, well, I'm going to wait till the next advancement in solar comes out because they'll be that much better. But it's always like, why would you wait to save money? You don't wait to save money anywhere else. And this is one more reason to go solar now, is because as batteries enhance, you could always add a battery later mm-hmm. and start taking advantage of the solar generation and savings now.
Well, solar panel production is measured in decades, not years. You know, most of the panels are warrantied for 20 to 30 years for peak production. So when you make an investment, it's one that's gonna produce energy for probably as long as you're in the house in most cases. So, yeah, you know, don't wait. You know, get your panels now and add your battery panel or battery pack of choice down the road.
Five more years of R&D and batteries is going to be pretty impressive. Let's see if I can get line one. There we go. David, I apologize. I've tried to get you twice. Line one is like somebody must have had like Jolly Rancher goo last time they touched. It's like number one is not working very well. Finally, David, welcome. Thanks for being
patient.
Good morning.
I got a couple of questions. I tried to get solar because I wanted to do it for the environment and I wanted to save money. I looked into getting a lease. I talked to two different companies, and both of them came back with the same thing. I would pay more getting solar panels put on my house using the lease than I am paying currently to APS every month. They said because they calculated all the calculations, and because I'd been frugal and don't use a lot of electricity, my demand hasn't been very high. They could only put so many panels on my roof. I'm not limited by the size of my exposure. I'm only limited by the amount they were allowed to put on my roof. Mm-hmm. They couldn't put on any more, so I could generate more power and like possibly get some sort of savings. How is it that I can't save any money using the lease program and solar power?
This is a great question, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Hang on, Dave. We're going to break early so we've got extra time on the other side of the break to answer that, because that is another great misconception. Why can't I just load it up and produce all the power I can?
Mm-hmm.